The death of Watergate figure and Prison Fellowship founder Charles Colson is the subject of Cal Thomas's commentary this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Colson's legacy will not be in politics, but in what he did in the most unlikely place for a conservative Republican. He got prisoners out to a new life, and he got volunteers who had never been inside a prison to go in, which transformed many of their lives. One of the strategies he used to recruit volunteers was to dress ex-convicts in coats and ties and take them to churches where he was speaking. At the end of his message, he'd say, "Look around you. You're sitting among convicted felons." People didn't recognize them, and he would then ask them to stand. The cynics didn't want to believe Colson had changed, but most of them had to admit after more than three decades of hanging out among people who could do him no good, he was the real deal. Prison Fellowship has had far more success than secular programs in transforming inmates' lives and ensuring most never return to prison. Colson's second life reflected the heart of the Christian message, faith plus works. It's one he hoped more would take to heart. Charles Colson exemplified the meaning behind the title of his first book, Born Again. Mike and Bruce.
Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP.